Welcome to Jesus Loves the World podcast. For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.
To God, the relationship of friendship is one of genuine love, companionship, and honour. Friendship to God is intimate and personal, a special covenant bond set apart for each other, where the two become one, where each one identifies with the other and is mindful of them. Throughout both the Old and New Testament of God's love story, the Bible, God shares his heart with us. He refers to individuals as friends and personally reaches down to where they are at. God shares every aspect of himself with them. God talks about how he will not hide anything from Abraham because he is his friend. It is because God calls Abraham his friend that God honors Abraham with the secrets of his heart. Abraham journeyed through this life together with God. They walked and talked together, shared special moments through the highs and lows of this life. God was there with Abraham, his friend. Abraham believed God and gave his allegiance to him. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 to 10. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Even with the descendants of Abraham, he is always there, intimate and personal, strong and powerful. God is the perfect friend as he alone is perfect. Unlike humanity, God does not need anyone or anything, for he is the self-sustaining, ever-present, eternal one. He's in a perfect love relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit. God has no need to be our friend, yet he so desires us and created us out of his great love to be the recipients of his love. Moses' relationship with God was also likened to an intimate friendship. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. This is a beautiful picture of what it is to be a friend of God. For God comes down to where we are at and speaks to us, as in the case with Moses, face to face. Moses would receive his instructions from God, and God honored Moses with not only the secrets of his heart, but with his presence. God honors humanity with his presence, yet he gives free choice to receive him and his right to rule and reign, or reject him and his right to rule and reign. Those who have received him and his right to rule and reign welcome his presence. God gives us his honor and takes away our shame. He raises us up out of the dust and the dirt and declares us holy ground. He shares his heart and unsearchable mysteries with his friends. During Jesus' time on earth, his relationship with God the Father was paralleled with Jesus' relationship with his disciples. This intimacy between Jesus and God the Father is a gift to all who are friends of Jesus. Jesus explains that saying yes to him as Savior and Lord is saying yes to God. That is giving total allegiance to God and worshipping only him. That is what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. During the tender moments before Jesus willingly laid down his life, Jesus identifies with his disciples and calls them his friends. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Jesus pours out his love, that same love that the Father loves him with. He pours out to every disciple. Jesus states the truth and imparts into the hearts and minds of all who are willing to receive. In verse 9, Jesus declares to his disciples who were with him at the time, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love." Jesus had poured out his love and continually pours out his love, for he is eternal. He is above time and one with the Father. Jesus speaks his word of truth over them and states, "Abide in my love." Abide means to remain, stay, and live in expectancy. In other words, live in the reality of my love, Jesus says. And he continues in verse 10, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Jesus explains, "If you keep," that is, attend to this matter carefully. And the matter that requires careful attention is accepting Jesus' authority to rule and reign each and every moment of our days. So to keep my commandments is put another way. It's to follow Jesus' prescription and pay careful attention to this matter. In doing so, that brings us to a place of surrender, where we surrender to his authority to prescribe what is best, so he is able to continue to bring healing and intimacy to us. That is how we remain in his love, in the reality of his love. For his love is perfect, pure, and faithful, God never stops loving us. His love is unending and always remains. However, if we are not living in a heart-mind condition of surrender of self-will, then our selfish desires can become a blockage of being aware of God's love for us, a love that is always there. It is Jesus' desire and the Father's desire for us to be truly free. That is, live in the fullness of knowing and experiencing His love each and every moment of every day, enjoying an intimate and personal relationship with Him. So by giving the utmost attention to living in a constant surrender of self-will to that of the Father's will, we are following Jesus' prescription. We are immersed in His love that He continually pours out, and obeying His commands, that is, in surrender of self-will, become the promises that He fulfills. He continues to pour His love in us. Jesus continues in verse 11, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." As Jesus considers His disciples His friends, He continues to explain to them the desires of His heart. As His desires are the same desires and heart of God the Father, Jesus shares His heart and the Father's heart, as the two are one, with His friends, so that His joy for them will remain in them. Not only remain in them, but as a result, their joy may abound, that is, be to overflowing. In surrender to the Father's will, Jesus' joy is complete. Likewise, as we surrender our self-will, we receive more of His joy. And then it becomes an utter delight to not only live in the heart-mind condition of surrender, but to live in the reality of His love and joy that is complete. Complete to overflowing, where we live in His will. That is what it is to live in the reality of mutual love and devotion that is of divine origins. It is an absolute joy that abounds and a love that overflows. Jesus continues to prescribe over us, His disciples, His great love. He has the authority to not only prescribe, but to fulfill His prescription. Verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." We simply remain in Him, surrendered to Him, being transformed by Him, and we will love one another in His love. As Jesus loves us and pours His love into us continually, we love one another out of His love flowing in us and through us. This love of God cannot be manufactured. It is His selfless love that is beyond measure. As Jesus reveals the great love of God in verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Jesus will demonstrate the great love of God by laying down His human body for them. God does not need the sacrifice, but humanity needs the sacrifice. We need the sacrifice. We need to know that someone has paid the cost. And Jesus willingly does it, and He calls His disciples His friends. The friendship of the divine is selfless, a sacrificial love full of honor and respect. A love that can only come from God Himself. Everything that Jesus has heard from the Father, He has made known to His friends. To those He so loves, He entrusts them with His truth, His love, His power, sharing everything of Himself and His kingdom with them. To be a friend of God is to receive His love by saying yes to Him. In saying yes to Him, we receive His sacrifice. We become joined together with the divine. In His human life, death and resurrection, Jesus identifies with His friends so we could identify with Him. Jesus states in verse 14, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Simply put, Jesus calls every disciple His friend. What an incredible honor and privilege. Saying yes to God, yes to Jesus, we are called His friend. Surrendering our self-will to that of the Father's will, we are following Jesus' authoritative prescription. Verse 15. "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Once again, Jesus reminds us that God shares the secrets of His heart and what He will do for His friends. The Father, Son, and Spirit make known to us the unsearchable mysteries of God, because He calls us His friend. The one who created heaven and earth and all things good calls us His friend, not through anything we have done, but all because of who He is and what He has done and will do, and we have said yes, yes, Lord, yes. Jesus continues in verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you." Jesus chose and appointed each one of His friends to bear fruit. We are joined with Jesus. He has set us apart, just as He is set apart. The fruit of this miraculous friendship is to be transformed into His character. That is the daily journey of surrender of self-will to that of the Father's will, where two hearts become one and beat together with the same love, the love feast of the divine. Jesus said, "Given all this, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you." In surrender, all blockages from receiving more of His character are removed. In the daily journey of this divine friendship is being joined to Jesus and our Father in heaven. Being in surrender to His will, He produces much, much fruit in us, for His desire is that we will be truly free. It is an incredible honor and privilege to hear the gentle whispers of love from God and to listen to His heartbeat, in surrender receiving more of Him each and every day, where His will and desires become our will and desires. And from that place we can live in the fullness of His love, joy, and victory. Living in the freedom to receive love and to love. As Jesus puts it in verse 17, "These things I command you, that you love one another." Jesus prescribes to us His love for one another, and by this all will know we are His disciples, whom He calls His friends.
For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.